Unit 37. Sentence Stress.
When several words are spoken together in a phrase or sentence, certain words are stressed and others are spoken more softly and quickly. Listen to the following examples of sentences formed with only stressed words. Repeat each sentence imitating the speaker's stress pattern. The first group consists of content words only.
Charles Jones taught English.
Shirley reads aloud every day.
Aunt Janet always makes long-distance calls.
Jason plays basketball.
The next group features question words.
Where's Mary's school?
Why's Charlie leaving?
When's Sally's party?
Who's coming?
The next sentences feature demonstrative pronouns.
What's this?
That's Jessica's ball.
Why are these here?
We wanted those.
The next sentences include possessive pronouns.
That ticket's mine.
This is yours.
Barbara got hers.
David sold his.
We bought ours yesterday.
They gave theirs away.
Unstressed words. There is no stress on most function words in a phrase or sentence. Say them quickly with an unstressed vowel, but be sure to pronounce the consonants clearly. Repeat the examples from the following groups, trying to imitate the speaker's stress pattern. Group 1, the articles A, an, and the.
A dog. An apple. The chair.
Group 2, prepositions.
For a dog. With an apple. On the chair. In the house. Through the door. Of a family. To the hospital. Around the room. Over the hill. After the concert. Before the show.
Group 3. The subject pronouns I, you, he, she, it, we, and they.
I know the lesson. You found the book on the shelf. She tells secrets to everybody. He talks on the phone too much. We eat fish on Fridays. They travel to Europe a lot.
Group 4. The possessive pronouns my, your, his, her, our, their.
My car. Your friend. Her dress. His brother. Our house. Their camera.
Group 5. The object pronouns me, you, her, him, us, them.
I saw him. They told me. We asked her. They warned you. My dad helped us. Put them on the table.
Group 6. The demonstrative adjectives this, that, these, those.
This book is interesting. She bought that house. We like these shoes. Those boys talk too loud.
Group 7. Forms of the verb be.
I am here. He is a tall man. They are all sick. We were in the garden. He wasn't late.
Group 8. The expressions there is and there are.
There is a car in the driveway. There is one apple in the basket. There is jewelry in that box. There are too many cars on the road. There are 5 people in the family.
Group 9. The to before a verb.
He needs to work. I like to eat early. My mother loves to cook. We want to see the whole movie.
Group 10. Auxiliary verbs.
I am working in the house. She is talking on the phone. He was helping them. When do we start school? Why does he travel so much? Have you done your work? We have been working all day. He had always told the truth. They had had a bad day.
Group 11. Modal auxiliaries.
John can come. Joe has to work. Sam should leave. We would like to help. You mustn't go in the street. Kathy doesn't have to work.
Group 12. Who, whose, when, where, why, what, and how in the middle of a sentence.
Jenny has a cousin whose name is Smith. Do you know where she lives? Only Courtney knows why she said that. He didn't tell me when to come. I can figure out how to do it.
Group 13. Other short function words.
Mary and Bob have plenty of food, such as sandwiches, cakes, and cookies. Joe, not John, has been here since noon. Scott was worried because his wife was so late. I'll stay until he calls. Then I'll leave so you can study. Although you're sick, You can eat with Carolyn or Sue. I don't know whether he was late or not. If you eat that much, you'll be as sick as a dog.
Exceptions. The negative modal can't is usually stressed. When auxiliary verbs and modal auxiliaries are not followed by a verb, they have strong stress. Repeat the following examples.
She can't help him with the cooking.
I'll come to the party if I can.
We would lend you the car if we could.
Carol has a new car, but Margaret doesn't.
He doesn't know I'm unhappy, but I am.